So each morning we'll start this period with some meditation instructions. And for this first morning, we'll be focusing on just arriving here and establishing a home base, what's sometimes called an anchor or a primary object that you can begin to collect the attention on and compose the awareness. And it's often found that the breath is a good place for people to connect with. Not for everyone. For some people, the breath is not as beneficial as just feeling your body sitting here, or feeling where you're touching on your seat or your hands. Or for some, it might be sensations in the body as the place that you return to. So you just see what works for you. You might try, if you're new to practice, first experimenting with just using the breath as your connector, your home base. And as we do this, although it's good to establish that connection with this home, you don't need to try to block everything else out. In fact, I would suggest not to block everything out, to let the mind be relaxed and open. There are other things in our experience that will call our attention. You don't have to put blinders on and keep everything away. If there are other things that arise in your field, if there's a sound or there are sensations or feelings that arise, you don't have to pretend they're not there. Just for this first day or two, give a preferential treatment to your home base, so that whenever you are lost or scattered or not sure what to do, there's this place that you are training the mind and the heart to return to. And I like to begin by first just arriving in the body. And so just to bring your attention to the fact that you're sitting here. If you sit with your eyes gently closed, that can be a good way to connect with your experience. If you're used to sitting with the eyes open, or at any time if it feels like it would be more supportive to have them open, that's fine too. Otherwise, just let your awareness connect within. And feel this body sitting on the earth right now. And as you connect with it, have a sense of alertness and uprightness, dignity. I like Thich Nhat Hanh's suggestion of thinking of yourself like a mountain. Strong, worthy of respect, here for any changes in the weather. And at the same time as that upright wakefulness, have a sense of ease and relaxation as well. So that there's a presence and an openness and receptivity. And you might do a little body scan and notice if there's any places of tension or holding that you can invite to soften, perhaps starting at the top of the head and moving down through the face, your forehead, your eyes, your jaw. just an invitation to be at ease down through your neck and shoulders, arms and hands, softening, opening your chest and belly, torso, continuing down through your hips and pelvic area, down through your legs, your thighs and knees, calves, and down through your feet, your ankles and feet and toes. And feeling that connection to the earth, feeling the earth support you here, so that there's a groundedness to the experience. And as a way to bring about some spaciousness, you might also try another Thich Nhat Hanh suggestion that I like very much, to sit with a soft half smile on your face, like the Buddha's smile. Just a slight upcurling of the lips. You've probably seen it in all the Buddha statues. Be a Buddha. You are a Buddha. Just see what it's like to embody that. And just that little movement can bring about an ease and a spaciousness. We can get very serious in this profound exercise, but grimness and over-seriousness does not support your practice. We're not practicing grimness. Let there be an ease and a spaciousness. And then I like to take a few deeper breaths as we start. Nice deep breaths that bring a bit about calming energy into the body, that help wake us up, and at the same time can help us relax. So as you're breathing out, let go, release, relax. Relaxation supports presence. If we're too tight, it's hard to receive our experience. Relaxation doesn't mean laziness. It just means being at ease with the world and with ourselves. And then letting the breath find its own natural rhythm, letting the breath breathe you. As you sit here, have a sense of this body breathing. All by itself. It's been doing it your whole life. You might be drawn to a particular area of the breathing experience, whether it's as it enters the nostrils or the chest or the belly rising and falling. If you're drawn to one area, that can be a home base. You might also just know the whole body is sitting here and breathing. A wider field. Or if you're feeling it at a particular area, it can be helpful, particularly as you start a retreat, to have a more grounded experience of the breath coming out of the body. So even if you're feeling it at the nostrils or the belly or the chest, getting a sense of your body sitting here and the breath coming from that field, that wider field. Sometimes if we focus too narrowly on a field, when our awareness or mindfulness isn't strong, it can be easy to slip off, to slip off that object. So get a sense of yourself sitting here and breathing in a very relaxed way. Just knowing that you're alive. Sometimes people find it helpful to use a soft mental note to stay with the experience of breathing. Breathing in, breathing out, or in, out, or rising, falling. If you use a mental note, a word, it can be a very soft whisper in the mind that points you to actually feeling the experience. You might experiment with that. It gives the mind something to do that connects with your actual experience. But if the words seem too crowded or busy or they get in the way, then just to be with the bare experience. Just see if that's helpful for you. As you do this, your mind will likely wander. Don't take it personally. Don't make it a problem or feel discouraged. It's just what minds do. And the key is when you realize that the mind has wandered, to very kindly, patiently, lovingly, bring it back and begin again. That is the key to the whole process. No judgment or frustration or taking it personally. Just when the mind wanders, instead of feeling frustrated, appreciate that you've just come back to the present moment. And start again right now. And if you notice things like sounds or sensations or other things calling your attention, as I said, you don't have to push them away. Just acknowledge them. And for now, preferentially guide your attention back to the experience of breathing, if that's your home base, or sitting here. If you choose that as your home base, or feeling the sensations, if that's your primary object, and just keep on bringing it back to collect the attention. The key is all in the attitude. As I said, relaxation helps, kindness is supportive, and simply being interested in this moment of your life, interested in the breath or whatever your primary object is, and when you slip away, come on back, just opening to your experience with a kind, interested, relaxed awareness. One moment at a time. start the meditation right now. Let go of everything that's happened up till this moment. Let this be the beginning. Opening to experience with a relaxed, interested, kind awareness, one moment at a time. when the bell rings to end the meditation, notice the experience of hearing. And then, before you're about to change posture or open your eyes, know that you're about to do those things, and let it be a very gentle, mindful transition coming out of the stillness. When the meditation finishes, that's another very important moment. We can easily get lost in a judgment about how we did or how we didn't do. Oh, I was sleepy, or I was lost in thought, or wherever I was. Let go of the judgment. Let go of the report card. Whatever happened, happened. It's not up to you to have a perfect meditation. You just show up as best you can and let the process unfold on its own. You can be supportive of the process as long as you're not taking responsibility for having a good or a bad meditation. You just put in that sincere intention as best you can, and that's your end of the bargain, of the deal. So, before we have some walking meditation instructions, just want to have a quick check-in. Any questions about the instructions, about anything that's been said? Okay, just want to remind you what I think of as really the key attitudes, as I said in the instructions, a kindness, so that when you wander, you bring it back with patience and gentleness. That's where the training occurs, right there. Instead of frustration or judgment, oh, come on back. Right? You might be familiar with the image of training a puppy dog, just like you would bring it back with lots of love as you train it to stay. In the same way, think of your mind as a cute, frisky, energetic puppy dog that wanders off. Come on back here. Come on back. Because the way you bring it back will be the key to developing that kind relationship with the mind. So kindness, interest, that is, let your natural curiosity bring you to this moment. Oh, let's feel this breath. It's never been here before. It'll never be here again. Ah, let's be here for this one. And ease, relaxation, not tensing, not trying to pounce on the experience, but to have a very easy relationship with it, along with the interest. They support each other. Okay, and I'll be reminding you throughout the retreat, whether it's the sitting or walking or whatever you happen to be doing, that relaxation and interest and kindness, that's how the meditation unfolds. So, Anna.
Cell phones.
Oh, cell phones. God, I forgot all about that. Huh. Do we have a basket?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. I completely forgot. So, let's see.